and by Allianz, providing solutions to help grow and protect retirement income through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. Marketplace is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
It's cheaper to buy than rent, but can you actually get a loan? When the president says he's betting on America, what's he saying exactly? And would you tattoo a corporate logo on your body? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles, I'm Sarah Gardner in for Kai Rizdahl. Kai's on assignment in Montana. And this is the Marketplace podcast for Thursday, July 5th. Thanks for joining us. We've got bad news, good news, and bad news today, in that order. First, landlords are raising rents all over the country, and in a lot of cities, they're at record levels. The good news, it's now actually cheaper to buy a house than rent. Back to the bad news. Getting a loan to buy that house, it ain't easy. Marketplace's Sally Herships reports on our current housing conundrum.
Normally, the housing market works like this. People buy, housing prices go up. People decide to rent because it's cheaper, but then rents go up. A report today from real estate research firm Reis says apartment buildings are fuller than they've been in more than a decade. And with mortgage rates at historic lows, normally people would be scurrying to buy houses, but that's not happening.
I've seen some great loans out there. Money's on sale, and if you have access to that money, it's a great time to take advantage of it.
Brian Lewis is executive vice president of Halsted Property. Did you catch what he said about access? To get one of those cheap mortgages, you need
great jobs, great credit, money in the bank. Those are the three major things that are going to be very sexy to banks.
Which is important for borrowers because rents are at all-time highs. Nationally, the average is just over $1,000 a month. But without everything a bank wants, you can look like an unattractive borrower. Neil Pollock is 42 and lives in Austin, Texas. He says it would be cheaper to buy, but he and his wife can't get a mortgage, even though they have excellent credit and money for 20% down. He's a writer who's published 6 books, but mortgage lenders would prefer it if he had a regular pay stub.
It's kind of an overused term, but it's vaguely Kafkaesque. You know, it's like you've got all your paperwork together and you're just waiting in line endlessly.
For a mortgage, which Pollock has been trying to get for a year, with no luck. So they're renting. In New York, where the average rent is now about $2,900, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Apparently, some members of Congress didn't have much trouble getting a good deal on home loans before the housing bubble burst. A new report out today examines the deep ties between lawmakers, Fannie Mae, and Countrywide Financial, at one time the biggest mortgage lender in the U.S. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee issued the report. It focuses on Countrywide's VIP program. Marketplace's David Gura reports on how that VIP program ended up seeking business and favor in the nation's capital.
From 1996 until 2008, Countrywide's VIP unit waived fees and it gave preferential loan terms to hundreds of people here. We're talking about members of Congress, their staffers, and also bigwigs at Fannie Mae. Brent Ambrose teaches real estate at Penn State.
Clearly, it seemed that the executives at Fannie Mae knew that they were getting pricing that was very, very competitive, if not better than what they could get off the street.
The report points out this was happening in the run-up to the housing bust in 2008 when Fannie Mae and Countrywide were expanding lending to low-income borrowers. Fannie Mae threw business at Countrywide, and Countrywide gave discounts to Fannie Mae employees. Ambrose says that sounds kind of like a kickback.
It all depends on whether or not the people you're providing these discounts and services to understood that they were getting a true economic benefit.
And that brings us to members of Congress who sat on influential committees, wrote rules that affected the housing market, and also got favorable terms from Countrywide, Republicans and Democrats. They say they did nothing unethical or illegal, and congressional investigations have led to no punishment. Susan Wachter teaches at the Wharton School, and she says this report points out what went wrong before the mortgage meltdown and what still needs to change.
There would be standard pricing. There wouldn't be preferential pricing, whether individuals knew of it or not. And there would be just much.